begin the current daven sechlus vachem daven nun beis. Begin the middle. Begin the tzimat. Begin the gemara. The brother gavoy. Maybe yeah. What's inside goes in the outside. Outside goes inside. So it's tzimtem. You say wait a second. I'm Rabbi Kibbutz Kamon. So the lady on the pay alvin beis. The chol dam shehechnus lefnim. Any blood from the outside that comes inside is automatically psulin. So how could you say you pour the shirayim on the mizbeach hapanimi? So said Rishon we can say is no the shirayim emachapern the Rabbi Kiva. The whole problem is lachaper that becomes disqualified. But here would be the shrine, wouldn't be lachaper. Therefore, maybe yeah, you would be able to bring in the leftovers inside. Next, says Matthew begins the Gemara. Gag yisoy lomeli kra. What I mean, it's a kavachim that the beginning of the mountain done by Oila, that it has to have the roof of the yisoid. You know that you know from kavachim from the shrine. So. Tois says like this. Picture Rabbi Chaim. He asks, "So you tell me what the halacha is? What do you do with the dam of the oil?" He then goes on the roof of the site. The Kamon Perek to Rabbi Digmon in the Pe'alvim and Alvimin. The Gemara says, "Gabi dam chatas." Regarding a case when you have the blood of a chatas and this arba dam oil, get mixed up with the blood of an oil. The pligur b'liz rabban. On that machleke, I mean, what do you do? Do you throw it out? Do you do it on both? Amavai says, "Lo yishan v'rinda learned the machlekes." He said, "Tchilas chatzis va'ilam." The initial blood that was never sprayed of chatzis oila. I was saying chatzis v'tchilas oila, but let's say it was the initial blood of oila and the leftovers of chatzis, which goes on the bottom, the shrine. The Rabbakol, everyone would agree, mokum oila that you put in the place of the oila because that's the mokum shrine, the same place as the shrine. Peers, in other words, the imnis arba shir chatzis v'tchilas oila. If the leftovers of chatzis get mixed with the initial blood of the oila, l'kuli am, according to everyone, yitnim l'matam anachod, you put it beneath the red string. The mokum tchilas matan oila, because the place where you initially put the blood of the oila on the bottom, koshli shir chatzis is also valid for the leftovers of chatzis. And the yizukim l'kir mizbeach. And you spray it onto the wall of Mizbeach, Ma'alim, Shaisalin Yisad, and on its own it drips down to the Yisad. Then country the Mokum, there's no problem of like with a Chamol that you're changing the place, it's going to be in the right place. Adam, Rabbi Yisav, it says, Shirayim Shirchen Istaba. Leftover needs Istaba Pidish. In other words, Shishpeche Magag, Hayisad Mamish, it has to be poured literally on the roof of the foundation, Ha'osik Istaba, which is made like a platform, but Loizikim Likir Hazakov. And you can't spray it to the vertical wall, commissioned with oil like the way the Allah of the oil is. So the mashmud sounds like the oil in it in the gagi side that it does not need. And forget that's why you can't do this. Says Rabbi Yisav, it doesn't go on the roof of these like shirayim is. So it seems to contradict the inference of our gemara over here. So Rabbi Yisav says the haidim in the halacha. You're right. This is the gemara says over here that betchilas oila, regarding the initial blood of the oila that it needs gagi side the roof of the foundation. Loi asa, it's not really coming elam ute ama. Adama hatachtenu shel mizbeach. It's just coming to exclude the ama of the foundation of the earth that literally on the bottom. Shem in the arts adachnisa. That's what we're talking about from the earth up until they were in the indents. That's what we're disqualifying. Alakir hazakav shel mala ad yisoid. But the wall that's the vertical that's above or up going down till the foundation. Pshit to the adiv. Yeah, obviously that's better migag yisoid mamish than from the roof of the yisoid itself. And you're right, it wasn't put over there. And therefore, that's what the problem was. It by the shiram has to be on the gagi side because the chuda adav. Of course, the edge of the actual wall mizbeach is better than the roof of the yisoid. Mishnu inishti matan shen arba because it has to be two matans arba. That's only when you have on the wall that it could splatter like a gum, which you don't have by the yisoid. And that was what the gemara was saying over there. Next, this master begins the gemara. Limud al parim kipurim. This teacher regarding the parim kipurim shetan matan dam li yisoid. So Tosis bothers says because le'el perik b'risham of mema mabeis gabe v'os lapar kasha aser. We learn that from the extra lapar the darish shmicha b'shir adam b'parim mikipur. Now the petim la'itana, so that's one that our tana, who actually learns out this halacha of shiarim from a divin pasuk. So smicha menale. So where does he actually know smicha from? Because he's not learning it from that pasuk. Obviously, if he has a different pasuk for shiraim. And so Tosis says b'sham perashnu. There we explained. Exactly on that daf and daf mem and beis, where this tana would know smicha from. Let's just not begin the words of Gemara. Ma, if you find mishen in nechz dim lefnim, is a chayva. I mean, if it doesn't go in for chayva and it has this halacham, so most definitely that parim kippur definitely then requires shiricha from the side. Kavu chaymer from the carbon that not. So says Tosis, Tim, it's a wonder because. If you're learning up Malapar Koyim Mashiach, that's the one that's not a chayva kavua, but shekim echabal various mitzvahs you do. But at least it atones for a known mitzvah. The Parak Leel Parak Bresham. The Gemara actually asked this enough. Memon Beis this exact question. Contrary to Yom Kippurim for the Tumas Mikdash Kedusha, we don't know what if you had that aver or not. There was no idea. So how could you learn up a Parak Mashiach? Bresham says you can say is the Samech Ahai the Asi B'Kavu Chaymer. You're right. actually relying on a different kavachem. It's actually Mesirah Gol Mesirah Shchadashim, not Parakon Mashiach. With the Dovah Lam Behekesh, there the Torah says that they'll learn from Hekesh and Chazim Lam Kavachem, and that could go teach the Kavachemer to the, which is what we're saying in the Dibbah Maslah of Torah. We're going to Parayim Kippur. Then it says Matzah between the words Gemara Yochel that Yakveno. Maybe Bishman Rikiva coming to address because it's Kavachemer and the pasuk says it, so that's like Shon Lavakasav LaAkiv. You would think it would be Ma'akiv, which Torah is bothered and is coming to address. Says the less than the Memo. We're not going to say oh, like we generally say that. Something that you could learn from Kavachem is still Tarch V'Kasav L'Kra, still the Pasuk God puts an evidence, writes explicitly, and if it's not repeating it, no, because Kol Kama Dikol Midrash, as long as you could have a Joshua, like our Gemara is trying to say, and then we will, and if we would have thought that it would